Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
908, FL Radio, we got a little break. No, this is because he talks too much. Paul Feinbaum.
I miss Heather Dinich, though.
Well, she's going to be on. Dale, you got to get Heather Dinich
on. When Aaron was here, we'd get her on the
show. No,
it was Aaron.
What do you want to talk to her
she
about?
She was the show mom. College football. She's good.
She's great.
No, you know, we've had her on.
More recently. Last year we had her on. I think we had her on last year.
Did we get her back on?
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she got kids and she was had to wake up and it was.
She's taking them into the drive. She's Joan is the show mom.
Yeah.
But Heather is. She's the PTA.
Well,
she's something.
She's really good. She's right now on the show on ESPN with Paul Feinbaum. Listen to what Paul Feinbaum, and by the way, RG3 was sitting in the picture while Paul Feinbaum was saying all this stuff, and the looks on his face, he's like, wow, I can't believe dude is saying all this. And I would have liked to have heard what RG3 had to say after Paul Feinbaum blasted.
Well, it's funny you say this because I didn't hear Paul's comments, but RG3's tweet is what I saw.
Oh, you
so
did?
I'll
okay.
tell you exactly what he
all
said.
All right. So we'll hear what that was, his response was. But here's Paul Feinbaum crushing Lincoln Riley.
How much does Riley have to prove at USC this year?
I think he has an enormous amount to prove because, quite frankly, Jay, I think he's been a disaster. Let's go back 3 years. Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC. It was announced at this moment in time. What did Lincoln Riley do? He ran away. He did not want to deal with the Southeastern Conference at OU. He took what he thought was an easier course. So he goes out to Southern Cal. He takes Caleb Williams. Good first year, but since then, everything has gone wrong. I thought last year was one of the worst coaching jobs I have ever seen. Quite frankly, had I been the athletic director at Southern Cal, I would have fired Lincoln Riley because he's yet to show, after many years as a head coach, he knows anything about defense. He's gone through defensive coordinators. He just simply couldn't handle it. And now things are going to be five times worse in the Big Ten. On top of that, a number of his top players are bailing out. This is a guy who owned L.A. for about a half a minute. And quite frankly, next year at this time, I think he'll more than likely be an assistant in the NFL if he's that lucky.
It's not, he might not be wrong. Actually, RG3, he disagreed with something he said about Deion Sanders. But he called Deion Sanders in Colorado irrelevant, and they don't matter in college football. And then RG3 vehemently disagreed with that and said, look at the TV ratings. I think we're talking about...
I think early on,
the I think TV what, Yeah, I think what we're talking about, though,
that
is not
really
TV.
Fell off.
It's not TV ratings. It's the actual game. Colorado's not a factor in the actual game, at least last year. They may be this year. We'll see. In terms of what he said about Lincoln Riley, don't think I disagree. And sometimes you think you're going to grass is greener, the situation. And he was so afraid to go play in the SEC. And guess what? His conference exploded.
Yeah.
And he was like, everyone knows, Lincoln Riley did not want to go to the SEC. So he went to USC. And there's a lot of advantages to being at USC. And yet, he, no matter who coaches over there, it's like a disaster for him. And it's not good for Lincoln. It's a big buyout if they want to get rid of Lincoln Riley, but we'll see. Now he goes to the Big Ten.
How about that travel that they're going to have to do?
I wouldn't rule out Lincoln
for
Riley.
For those of you
just
that,
yet,
listen, I'm going to name drop here. I went to dinner the other night with Deshaun Foster, mm-hmm. the UCLA head coach.
How did you do that?
Well, I know some people to know him, and so we were at dinner, and he's going to come on the show. I said, Coach, we're up at it's 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, Coach, I'm up.
Oh, you when you were in L.A.?
You know, when I was in L.A.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said, Coach, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, yeah, I'm a coach. Okay. I'm up. I said, well, good. You come on the show. I want to hear. But one of the things I said to him, I said, Coach, man, what about the travel you got? He goes, well, you play. That's, what are you going to do? You play. But it is a disaster for those teams. It is a disaster. Well, how are they going to be able to compete with that amount of trouble? I don't know if you believe in it, but that is a real wear and tear on a football
team. It is. Well, you're going to be traveling like that.
I know. It's a real wear and tear, but I've got it in me.
I did it every week. Did you remember in 2019 for 7 straight weeks, I went either 6 or 7. I was going back and forth between LA to Houston. It's not great, but a football team, I mean, you may play 5 games on the road. You may play, depending on what your schedule is, 5, maybe at the max 6 mm-hmm. over the course of 4 months. That's not that bad. I think it's going to be worse for basketball.
In their
teams.
First season, In their first season, they're only going to play 3 games outside of the Pacific time zone.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
They go to Michigan early.
But that's 1 year.
Those are long trips, bro.
They go to Michigan, Minnesota, and Maryland, which is their furthest trip.
Maryland will be a
5-hour trip.
Yeah. And they're fortunate this year, at least they have Notre Dame at home. So it's 3 trips. 3 but trips outside like the Pacific time zone. Yeah.
But it's a pain. It's
UCLA
a pain
or USC?
I'm talking about USC.
USC. Okay. Well, but even, I mean, I don't know if I can disagree with Finebaum either. When you run away like he did, that's a bad look.
Well, the issue with him is he tried to microwave USC, and it went fine in year one. They won their, I think, 11 games. Year two, some of that didn't work, and they finished 8-5. So I haven't looked up what their recruiting is for them, their high school recruiting. But, you know, he tried to – Caleb came over. Mario Williams came over from Oklahoma. A lot of guys who were at other Power 5 programs wanted to go to L.A. The hype, everything – And it was fine in year one. The defense, as he mentioned, fell apart. So, if Lincoln Riley's going to survive, by the way, I don't think USC's firing him 3 years in. They gave him a lot of money, a lot of investment. No. He would have to be the one who decides to leave. They're not firing him.
I would be careful about just ruling him out when you see what he's done with quarterbacks over his, you know, with Jalen Hurts, with obviously Kyler Murray, with I'm missing a big one here. Cliff was with Pat. Caleb Williams, although
Baker
Mayfield.
Well, Caleb was his guy twice.
I would be careful about just thinking the Miller Moss kid
played so well in the bowl game.
Caleb Williams,
three Heisman guys. Yeah. How many coaches have 3 Heismans?
Yeah, and Jalen was second.
And
MVP
by the way, Kyler was an afterthought. People were making fun of Kyler Murray until he got to Lincoln Riley.
One, Jalen was not. Kyler became the first pick of the draft after he came in. Baker Mayfield was it was unheard of that a player that small, like Baker Mayfield, was considered the 3rd or 4th rounder. And so I would be careful about ruling out Lincoln Riley just yet. And I'll tell you why. When I watched USC's tape, Caleb Williams had guys open and he just wouldn't throw. Like, he tried to hero ball so many things. Miller Moss, his backup, came into the bowl game, went through 5 or 6 touchdowns. He had this unbelievably massive game. I'm not 100% sure that we don't – if you see a quarterback who stays on time and on schedule over there, now they got to get better at wide receiver. But I'm not 100% certain that Lincoln Riley doesn't end up having offensive success again.
6 touchdowns.
Should we throw a little something-something on Miller Moss Heisman?
I mean, if you're
going – you probably get really good odds right now.
If you're going by what he did in the bowl game, you should. 6 TDs?
Yeah. Maybe that's the play. Odds you can get right now?
That might be.
A little something, something. Let me take a look at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Here. But first, I'm going to take a look at HRP, hrp.net. That's where you find payroll. We love HRP. I talked about this the last time, a little while ago, that we're big fans. And listen, when you do business with somebody, we've been doing business with them for I don't know how many years now. It's been years and years and years. We had another payroll company that we weren't happy with because we grew as a company and they didn't grow with us. And HRP said, no, this is not cookie cutter. That company said, well, that's what we charge for payroll and that's what we charge for HR. Sorry, that's it. Well, every company is different. Your company is different than our company. You're not going to get the same. It's not going to be the same. If you've got 10,000 employees, why should you be paying the same amount that a company with 75 employees pays? That doesn't make any sense. HRP will come in and customize a plan perfect for your company. And then they'll give you the benefits packages choices on the benefits packages that are perfect for your company, as opposed to these admin companies that force their benefits packages on you so that they can make more money. They might be over here going, hey, look over here, our payroll is so cheap. And then they're screwing you on the other side with the benefits packages. Watch out. HRMP ain't about that life. They ain't about that benefits life. They do HR and they do payroll. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, there is a... who did this? Mike Clay did the projections for every NFL team and the stats for every NFL player. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen this one.
Okay. So, our Houston Texans. 2024 Houston Texans projections. Dell, I didn't hear you do this segment yesterday, but I did hear you say you thought we would be a little disappointed in CJ's.
I didn't do this. I did the top 10 quarterback thing.
Do this one.
But I told you about it, that CJ's numbers are going to be lower than you think.
Okay, so what do you... Okay. How many yards do you think he's got, CJ, pass his projection of passing yards this year?
They're going to run the ball, I'll say somewhere around 4,500.
4,049.
No, that's a little too low.
Okay, what's your under-over on CJ?
Well, I think my over-under would be close
45?
I'd say 40.
That's a big number.
4,300.
Yeah, I would say around 4,200. I would say around 4,200. Yeah, I think you're going to run the ball more with Joe Mixon, though. You know? Okay.
Yeah. The league leader in passing yards had 4,624 last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he did. There were three quarterbacks over 4,500 last year. Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, and Tua. You don't think C.J. Stroud could be there?
Well,
Josh Allen had 4,300. Brock Purdy had 4,280. Pat Mahomes, 4,183. I mean, that's too low for me.
Well, I think 42 is a pretty good number.
C.J. Stroud last year had 4,108, and he didn't have Tank Dell.
He missed two games.
And what's that? He missed two games and had Tank Dell. Like, why am I off? He missed two games and had 4,100.
Yeah.
If he threw for 200 a game, he would have
4,500. He's got him throwing for less this year.
Yeah.
He's got him 4,000.
Well, why is my number wrong? Why do you think my number is too high?
Well, maybe you are right. I would put it at about 4,200. But I think that they're going to run the ball more this year.
Well, he would have to.
They probably have a better running game this year.
Okay, so he had 499 attempts last year. Tua had 560.
He's got him having 542 attempts.
That's what I'm saying. These numbers don't add up at all. His yards per attempt would be way lower. Like, that doesn't make any sense what he's got. His yards per attempt last year were 8.2. That's really high. But that's this offense. This offense gives you that opportunity. Really? You add Stephon Diggs, you got your wide receiver back, he's in his second year, and you're gonna throw for less yards in more games? He must be assuming that he's gonna miss 2 to 3 games.
Well, he does have Case Keenum playing in 2 games this year.
Okay, so he's doing the same thing.
Right.
I don't know. C.J. Stroud plays a whole season. He's getting 4,500 yards. I mean.
How many touchdowns do you think he's got on projected?
He's 12. I mean, last year he had 23. This year I'd have to think he has, I'm going to give you my projection. I'm going to say 33.
He's got 27.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And 11 interceptions.
Yeah, he's got a regression. He had 5 interceptions last year. He thinks C.J. Stroud is headed for a sophomore slump.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you can get to. It's much more yards per attempt.
Much better teams
he's playing. Worst touchdown to interception ratio. Better team.
Better teams he's playing.
Better teams.
Playing against better quarterbacks who will be on the field more.
Better wide receiving core this year.
Yep. Better running game.
Better offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think. Healthy?
Yeah. They're going to be healthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, we hope. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, on paper.
I don't know what Kenyon Green is going to do.
Nah, these numbers are bad. Over. I'll play both overs.
Over 11 interceptions?
Nope. Well, that could go up a little bit. CJ takes care of the ball pretty well, but teams are going to start. What happens? I talked to a defense coordinator one time about this with my dad over was Todd Bowles. And it was they go watch tape on quarterbacks. They're going to all the quarterbacks they face. They go to all their tendencies, which is easy to find now because of PFF. They go through all their tendencies and they go look at their tendencies and their throws. And then they start devising coverages. And they're also studying, by the way, Bobby Slowick's tendencies. It's not just the quarterback. They study the play callers. And then they devise their coverages based on tendencies. So what you would like, what CJ would see against the Tampa Bay Bucs this year would look totally different than what he saw last year.
Yeah.
Because they would take last year's game and last year's tendencies. So he's going to see teams take certain things away from him that because they have a whole offseason to study him now. Or, you know, extended time, I should say. We'll see. I still think those numbers are way too low. I mean, Brock Purdy's 4280. He missed some time, too. Yeah. Now, C.J. Stroud's not going to have the fall-off people think. And he's all about ball. He's spending this season, this offseason, on podcasts talking about football, teaching little Chinese children to play football, teaching little children going out there with sketch and throwing routes to sketch and covering sketch. Don't say anything, Dell. You can let that sketch stuff go. Yeah. People don't know. People don't know what we know because they don't follow that kind of silliness.
He couldn't cover sketch, though. Sketch didn't he sketch
just gave
beat
sketch
him.
Room.
Didn't sketch beat him on a route. Okay. Joe Mixon, what is under over yards? What do you think he's got him projected at?
950.
937. Okay. Yeah. That's I think that's pretty high.
Touchdowns 8.
Do you believe he's going to well, it is 17 games now. He is going to touch 1,000. He's going
to
get a
play 17 games.
Even if he doesn't,
he's going to play in 14 games.
Yeah.
14 games at about, what is that? About 65 a game. Yeah.
70 yards a game.
That sounds about right to me.
Okay.
Touchdowns about 8.
How many yards for Nico Collins?
Ooh.
Receptions and yards.
We'll go with 1,100. Oh, receptions. Receptions, I'm going to go with 90 and 1,100 yards.
78, 1057.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs.
If he had 78 for him, I'll just predict what Mike Clay is going to say. I'm going to say if he had 78 for him, I'm going to give 91. And but his yards per attempt, 1,150.
86, 1039. And he's got 70 for Tank. 933 yards.
Yeah, they got a chance to be.
The three guys combined over 3,000 yards.
That's happened a few times, but not a lot.
No.
And they got a chance to see it happen this year.
He's got Daniil.
Does he have touchdown numbers for those guys?
He's got, yes. He's got 7 for Nico, 6 and 6.
Wow. What? Well, I guess you can't give him touchdowns if you don't have.
Dalton Schultz has 4.
In what world do we live in where the highest wide receiver touchdown for C.J. Stroud is going to be 7 touchdowns received. Yeah. 7, 6, and 6. Are you kidding me?
Split between the three of them?
19 total touchdowns for three wide receivers?
Dalton Schultz catches a couple.
Schultz has 4.
They have 4.
He's got Noah Brown catching a couple.
I don't know.
Joe Mixon catching 3.
I think minimum we're looking at a minimum of 8. A minimum of 8.
I think somebody will get double digits.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance, too. Yeah. I think we're looking at something like 8. I think we're looking at 11, 9, and 8 is more like it. Yeah. More like 28 touchdowns there. And then maybe 4, 3 or 4 at tight end at that one tight end position. Yeah, I mean, I think the numbers are going to be closer to 34, 35.
Yeah, I think Brevin Jordan's going to get a couple too. He's got Danielle Hunter, 8.7.
Now, you're a noted over-better for all Houston props.
8.7 sacks for Danielle Hunter. I'm worried a little that CJ could hit a little bit of a sophomore slump. He's had a big, big offseason. He's playing first place teams. I'm not sure that this is we're just walking in and CJ's just going to, again, dominate the league. I'm a little concerned about it. A little concerned about it.
You're an overbetter, but you're also noted afraid of things before the season starts.
Scared,
but you're scared, but you also fire over on everything.
Yeah.
You also called the Astros the greatest team in Astros history before the season. So
right.
while there is, that's the dichotomy of a John Granato. While at once you're afraid of the A's or the Mariners or the schedule, you also will unabashedly fire at the highest totals possible for all of your players.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Which makes me wonder why you are afraid when you think all these players are going to play great. You think C.J. Stroud's less than 4,300 yards passing?
I think that's a pretty good number. I think I'm worried about Kenyon Green getting him killed, for one thing. Okay.
Well, if that happens, Kenyon won't be playing.
Well,
I mean, he's only going to get a
certain, you can only, and if, and he's not only a cat. Start he can only he, die once.
Well, he's only going to start if he plays well in camp.
Well.
Because they're not starting him if he doesn't play well in camp.
I would hope that that's the case. Danielle Hunter, 8.7 sacks, under or over?
Swarm!
Over. Will Anderson, 8.
Swarm!
Yeah. You're turning into me. Everything is over.
I think both of these, I think they're legitimate contenders for AFC champions.
You've been hanging around me too long. Rubbing off.
Maybe.
Rubbing off, huh? I'm on rubbing you? Off on you.
No.
Okay.
Oh. What else were you thinking?
We're thinking about air team right now. That's what we're thinking about.
And we come back, we got to hear Nick Saban because he's a big fan of Longhorns.
Yeah, he is a big fan of Longhorns.
He thinks they may run the SEC. Let's find out.
He does. He's already said they run the SEC. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. How about Air Team LTD? When you're in business for over 35 years, 4.6 star Google rating, 140,000 AC systems installed. Air Team came to my house. Two of them are mine. Two of them, of the 140,000. They put two in at my house, and I loved what they did for me. I loved the process. I mean, it's hard when you're spending a lot of money. It's a big-ticket item. I mean, it's crap. It sucks to put in air conditioners. So you know how you don't have to put in air conditioners? You take care of the air conditioners that you have. Let Air Team come. You don't know how to clean them out. You don't know what to look for the leaks. You have no idea how difficult it is to make sure that you have the air conditioner working perfectly for you. It's 1,000 degrees every day. You're using your air conditioner every day. When's the last time you checked it out? Have you done any maintenance on your air conditioners? Because if you haven't, you're going to pay for it like I did. Don't be stupid like me. 713-956-8326. 713-956-8326 or airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, we got one segment and then News of the Weird coming your way. Let's get Tongue Dart Chris in here. One of the best brandings that we've ever had on the show. Tongue Dart Chris. What's up, Tongue Dart?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hope everybody did well through that storm. But, I wanted to talk about the Texans. With the whole sketch drama going on, did you think C.J. Stroud liked him better as a wide receiver or a tight end?
Delete. I'm going to delete that call.
Hmm.
John doesn't know what it means. Dell knows what it means. I know what it means.
I don't know what it means. What sketch drama going on? What was that?
He's a person. Do you remember the guy who announced?
He's a little dorky-looking kid or something.
Yeah.
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 He's sketch?
He announced one of the picks for the Texans, I believe.
Yeah. Let's go!
Right.
Apparently sketch, I didn't know who he was until very recently.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, I didn't know him until the draft. I didn't know who he was.
A Twitch guy,
He's a streamer.
He's known for streaming.
They say he does kind of a character. Like sometimes he
puts on
that he's autistic.
Yeah.
That's what somebody said, but he's not. I don't know.
Apparently, Sketch in his past was an OnlyFans creator. And he did, I guess from what I remember, he did same sex, are you just, I guess, call it gay OnlyFans stuff, and people didn't know that because he rebranded as just, you know, a Twitch streamer who may put on the fact that he's autistic and became very popular, so popular that the Texans featured him in the, at the draft. So that was what Tongue Dark Chris was referencing, wide receiver or tight end.
Yeah, he was a...
So, I didn't know. Texans now, do you think there's any remorse?
Disavow? Do you think they disavow?
Well, do they have any remorse?
I don't know. I imagine if they knew he had that in his background, they probably wouldn't have had him announce a pick.
Yeah. I don't know. He can go to his left. I don't know. You know what?
He's not – what does it matter? He's not a basketball player. Guard?
Well, I don't know.
He's not Reed Shepard. Who cares if he can go to his left?
He can go right. He can go left. Whatever.
I guess if you're saying who cares what his sexuality is.
He's just announcing picks and he actually was doing that stuff with Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and I don't know if he'll be on any more streams with the Texans necessarily.
Well,
don't know. Like – it's his personal. It's his personal business. It's in his background. Whatever.
Which is worse, pretending to be autistic or
no? That one's
if he's
or then him doing his own personal stuff.
If he's
on
pretending
his time,
to be autistic,
that would
be
worse.
A problem. Yes,
yeah. I don't. That's what people accuse me.
I don't know that.
I don't know most of these streamers. It makes me sad to think they can make so much money.
The McNairs might be regretting that. Probably.
I don't know. Let's hear Nick Saban. Do you think Nick Saban is regretting anything he says? I want to also get Nick Saban. There's a couple of Nick Sabans because one of them is I'll pull this one
I understand up. He had a great speech at the ESPYs. I don't ever watch the ESPYs.
He did.
I don't know.
But everything Nick says, Nick is
I actually
Nick
saved
really
it
good.
And I got to watch it someday. But as I understand it, he did. This is a speech that maybe Longhorn fans aren't going to like. Wait a minute.
Before we get to that, Joe Bryant, the father Kobe Bryant, has passed away.
Oh, man. Jelly Bean Joe. He was the Houston Rocket.
Yeah.
For a while. Here's Nick Saban talking about
that the compassion again.
Now, just zoom right past it.
What am I going to say? He was great. He was great in Italy.
Wow.
Just, I didn't know him.
Hey, get to my clip I found.
Yeah.
Well, we just like with Melissa. Melissa's talking about someone who passed away. He's like, let me play my clip.
We have to get this sound in before News of the Weird. It is what it is. I would have spent much more time if it was Altuve's dad or something like that.
This is his go-to
it's
move.
The same.
What do you want me to say?
In the worst times, heartfelt times, he's like, "Hey,
I got a clip.
I got a clip."
Here's what Paul Feinbaum. Here's what Nick Saban had. I mean, Joe Jellybean Bryant was a rocket on a bad team, and it helped. And he helped get them Ralph Sampson.
There you go.
Because
that
team was so bad.
I'm just glad he didn't have a clip yesterday when we were talking about Hoffie.
No, I had Hoffie clips. Let's get Nick Saban and his thoughts on Texas.
That's always the challenge in the SEC. You know, what kind of tickles me is all these people asking these questions about how Texas always ran the conference they were in. They're not going to run the SEC. There's a whole lot of arrogant people in a lot of places in the SEC, so they can forget all about that. They'll be a good team and a great program, and Sark will do a great job, but that's not going to be a problem.
It's a little different now, right?
So
it's not going to be a problem.
What conference did they run?
Yeah, what conference were they running?
Telling Nick this?
Oklahoma ran the Big 12, by the way.
Do you think Texas?
Hey, Texas. Oklahoma ran the Big 12.
I mean, they don't want to hear it, but that's the truth.
It is.
That's the truth.
You have once before last year. When's the last time they won?
2009.
Yeah, they weren't running anything. Nick. In fact, one of the reasons they won at you is because they weren't running
it. I think Nick is just saying that though.
Why?
Like everyone is saying, oh, now there's a big controversy that Jose Altuve is not playing in the All-Star game. Actually, there is no controversy. You had an article written by Ken Rosenthal, but I don't think there's anyone else clamoring for Jose Altuve to play in the All-Star. I actually don't think, like Astros fans, and rightfully so, are saying, F you. He doesn't need to go there and get booed for what? You guys are the ones who threw him under the bus. No, we're not doing this. So Jose Altuve doesn't have to go play at your dumb little game. And I totally agree with all those people. However, I'm not sure that there's some outcry. I'm not sure there's actually an outcry from all these people mad that Jose Altuve's not playing. I definitely don't think the fans care if he plays or not from other teams. So I'm not sure that's an actual thing. Before we get to News of the Weird, I'm going to have Dale bring this up. Nick Saban, I'm excited about seeing what Nick Saban has to say, and Belichick. And they're pretty much the same guy, just one's college, one pro. But Nick Saban was, you know, asked about Paul Feinbaum. Paul Feinbaum famously has been had an SEC radio show for years and years, and now he's on SEC Network. And he's pretty learned about college football.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a comment. Well, you'll get to hear it here, but Paul Feinbaum commented on Nick Saban, and you can hear what Nick Saban's comment is.
This is self-serving here. Since January 10th, this has been the worst 6 months of my life without Nick Saban. I wanted to get that off my chest as we begin the college football season.
Nick, you have ruined the life of our friend Paul Feinbaum. Welcome. What is your reaction to Sir Paul?
Well, he tried to ruin mine for 17 years, so I guess we're even.
That is beautiful.
Sir Paul?
By the way.
Is he knighted by ESPN?
Yes.
He's not Sir Nick Faldo. That's for
Sir
sure.
No, Paul. Yes, he's been knighted by ESPN.
That's some shame.
It is. Stop
but
it.
You know
it.
Nick Saban meant that, by the way. He laughed, but you know Nick Saban pretty much meant that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you Nick Saban has a list of people he doesn't like. I guarantee you if you aggrieve Nick Saban, it stays. You stay on the list for a long time. He got so mad at my dad for not taking a job at LSU when he was at Michigan State. My dad re-signed with University of Cincinnati. They gave him a bump in pay. My dad just didn't want to go coach for Nick Saban at LSU when he came over. So Nick offered him, and my dad said, I have to think about it. And Cincinnati offered him a raise. My dad said, I'll just stay here. And so he stayed here. My brother's coaching at Bay City, and Nick Saban was recruiting two of the linebackers that were at Archie, Narada Manning and Archie, can't remember Archie's name. They both went to A&M. And Nick Saban and Mike Zuerlein, he goes, you coach Zuerlein's son? Or my brother probably, I think he introduced himself. I'm Mike Zuerlein. I'm Larry Zuerlein's son. He goes, yeah, tell your dad you're welcome for that raise I got him, and just walked out. Didn't say anything. I'm like, that's how I know Nick holds grudges.
Oh,
well,
yeah, he does.
If you don't want to call some random SEC guy sir because you don't think it's warranted, you got a shot to prove yourself that you belong, because Rock the Mic is back.
That's right.
It's return. It's time to find the newest Houston sports podcast. The winner of Rock the Mic will receive a podcast hosted on our ESPN Houston YouTube channel. Whether you already have a podcast or have always wanted to start one, now is your chance. You can enter by sending a 3 to 5 minute video giving your best Houston sports take to rockthemic975@gmail.com. The winner will be announced at our live finale on August 23rd at Carbach Brewery. Get your entries in now to rockthemic975@gmail.com.
What are we doing now?
My friends, right now, I would like to talk to you about Doc Linville and talk to you about hair, about getting hair, having hair, keeping hair, about you adding hair. How about stimulating the growth of your hair? Doc Linville does that as well. See, that's the easier one, okay? That's the PRP. They stimulate the growth. It's really, really cool. But that's a lot cheaper. That's a great way to go about it as well. Doc Linville will decide. He'll tell you. And he doesn't. It's so funny. I asked him about this as well. You know, that's less expensive. He goes, I don't care. I'm not doing this for. I said, I just saw the neo-grafting, and the neo-grafting was such a great process. He said, I'll do it for guys. You know what? And he's got Kelly there that does the PRP work, and the other technicians that'll do the neo-grafting. And he says, I'm just doing it basically as a service, because it's not a moneymaker. Here's the deal. You can have hair. You don't have to go all the way to Turkey to get hair. You can have it right here in the city of Houston with a great process. I'm telling you, with success rates, that's fantastic. You're looking for hair? I wanted hair. I got hair at Doc Linville. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, this is our final segment, News of the Weird. As we have the All-Star Game tonight, training camp, NFL training camps opening today. Texans and Bears, because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game, right? So, big day.
Well, we can already see some of the slippage because of the success of last year. The Texans won't open until tomorrow, while the Bears are opening today.
Yeah, the Bears are open.
So, all of a sudden, the Texans feeling themselves, can't even open when they should.
When the right? because we're going to be a day behind. Do you think that that is going to be too much to make up in the Hall of Fame game?
I mean, the Bears want it more than the Texans, clearly.
The Bears are... They're all in.
They're up and coming.
Are the Texans not all in?
Well, is CJ back from China or wherever the hell he was? Maybe that's why
maybe
they're delaying things.
Or maybe he went with Aaron Rodgers to do some acid.
And Aaron Rodgers is now talking about his experience. He's all sad that he's back. Oh, man, I got to come to work.
Oh, that sucks. Is he really going to show up for training camp?
I think that is so weird.
That's news of the weird. How about Bolivia's president has been accused of plotting a coup against himself to boost his popularity? This is a real one, though. This is a real story, as opposed to, I think we got some of that going on here.
Well, I mean, some people were definitely have accused that of happening with Trump and have stuck with that, but I obviously don't think that's the case. And but in Bolivia, yeah, that could happen.
A Mexican woman apparently found on her husband's phone video of him having relations with a woman, and she stabbed him. Turns out, the woman was her.
Oh, no.
It was an old video of the two of them that he had on his phone.
She probably didn't know about, though.
Well, either she didn't know or she didn't recognize herself. She said, actually, it was an older video, though. So it was when she didn't look like that anymore. She was like, that hottie, that little hottie. How about
this? Did she kill him?
She stabbed him. I don't know. The story's closed. The thumb of a man in, well, I don't know. I don't care. The thumb of a man in Washington, D.C., authorities believe died violently in April, was cut off to access his mobile payment app. Two women, one killed him, stabbed him and killed him. They cut off his thumb and then used it to open up.
Wait a minute. If he's dead, you don't have to do that.
Well, yeah,
just hold
you
the
need
thumb.
His thumbprint?
Just hold the thumb.
Well,
it couldn't be a phone. Did they have to get into a building somewhere?
Well, apparently, he was blunt force death over several days, and one of them apparently was a prostitute. The whole story is really terrible if you want to know the truth. But no, it says they had to get into his app. Yeah, they didn't have to really cut off his thumb, did they?
No. Here, cut his eyeballs out. No.
How about this story, Lance? This will hit close to home for you. A man apparently was running all over the beach trying to warn people about
sharks.
Lightning strikes.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what happened?
Oh, he was right, though.
He was right.
That's my whole point. You know how many lives he may have saved?
Well, because he took it himself.
Well, one less.
Well, he ended up being a lightning rod, but people who are afraid of lightning are smart. They know. And when if you hear... And I studied this. If you feel the hair suddenly stand up on your arm when you're outside, that means the atmosphere is supercharged, and you could easily get a lightning strike.
Are you afraid enough of lightning to hide in a closet or a bathroom? Like grandma.
If I'm in the house.
Grandma has instructed her children to do, so my mother still does it.
She hides in the bathroom?
She texted me.
Well, she's safer.
She texted me.
During a lightning storm?
She texted me I think it was Sunday. I asked her how she was doing. She goes, well, I'm currently heading into the closet because there's lightning.
You know what, Lance? Now you can go and bring your computer in there and sit on the toilet and watch your shows and tell Nicole that you're hiding from the lightning.
Has your mother ever been struck by lightning?
No.
Oh, wow. Sounds like it works then. So
I've never
you
been,
should stop making
I've
fun.
I've never been struck by lightning either, and I don't hide in closets.
Yeah, but she hasn't either, and you still may be.
You might. You actually might.
Do you guys run from your car when there's lightning around you? When you hear crashes and lightning's close and it's very... Do you run from your car into your house?
No.
No.
See...
You don't run?
No, I don't run.
Why would you not run to your house?
Because
if lightning... If you just see flash bang,
I'm not
like
running.
It's really close.
I won't even stop hitting my shot in golf.
What? Are you joking?
I literally have a lightning rod in my hand.
Are you joking?
No. I play plenty with lightning strikes.
You play golf
with lightning.
With lightning around?
Yeah.
And you don't even run to your house when the lightning is close. You don't run? Why would you not run into your house?
Because I'm not... Yes. I mean, what are the odds? What are the odds, Del? Like a million, a billion?
I can't wait till news of the weird.
Or high.
Guy intentionally plays golf.
Yeah.
With lightning rod in his hand, and dies. Former sports radio host and husband of John Granato, because we're, I mean, husband of Wendy Granato, that's what we're going to call you for the disrespect you put on J.J. Watt's wife.
I am the husband of Wendy Granato. That's right. That's the only thing anyone in L.A. knows me for.
Well, yeah.
I'm Wendy's husband. That's it.
And okay. And being
and the straight guy at the gay bar.
And being the Astro fan at the gay bar, yeah.
Yeah.
We know you for that, too.
You know, you got to go back there and make friends. You got to. This has got to be part of the show.
I don't know. Yeah,
you should.
Maybe just
day games.
No one hit on me when I was
maybe
there.
Just day games. It would be better if people hit on you, but maybe just day games.
No, they call you sweetie. They call you sweetie, though. They're very nice.
Yeah.
Maybe a doubleheader or a night
sweetheart.
Game.
What would you like, sweetheart?
Doubleheader.
No, I didn't. That was a basic. That wasn't even meant as anything. Go in there on a Sunday for Sunday ticket stuff. Watch football there. You're probably going to watch them at your house.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he probably.
It's going to be far from where we're living now. It was closer where we at the hotel. It's not going to be that close now. There's a Buffalo Wild Wings right there.
Well, and there's also probably a gay bar wherever you're moving. So go say, hey, you guys know anyone from Jim
just
Bar?
Just go find all the gay, go to all the gay bars.
It's not like you're looking for a school.
You never went to one in Houston. You immediately go to
this
one in
This one was
LA.
An actual sports bar.
Yeah.
I think you might be the only one there.
Wherever you're moving, Whenever you're moving, just say, you guys know anyone from Gym Bar? And you can immediately, oh, yeah.
Relate. Those are my buddies at Gym Bar. All right. We're done. I'm not done talking about Patrick Chastain, though, into Chastain's. I'm going to have to do something with my vehicle, and I'm going to do it at Chastain Ford. And I don't know what you're doing with your vehicle, but I do know this. When I'm going to buy a vehicle, I'm going to buy it from Chastain Ford because I know a couple of things. I know that they're going to want me to be where I can afford my payments. That's one thing that they're going to want. That's one thing that they always – that's one of the first things that they'll ask you because they don't want you to be – you know what? It's not like other dealerships. Get as much as you can out of them. Get as much as you can out of them. That's not it. Where do your payments have to be is a question. That is the most compassionate question a dealer can ask you. What can you afford? Because we don't want to be more. We're not going to add on. We're not going to mark up. We're not doing all those things that the other dealerships do. And that's how you stay in business for over 80 years, and that's what the Chastains have done. Look, you're looking for the best way to get that Ford car or truck. There's one place to go. My peeps over at Chastain Ford. Tell them I sent you. And I'm telling you, you're going to get the best deal in the city of Houston. ChastainFord.com, 610 at Homestead on Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Bye, bitch.